Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so then I may locate your account?
Well, I think I ordered it up at our cabin, so let's try that zip code first. It was 96137.
And the first and last name?
Renee Hawkyard.
Thank you for that. And please verify the shipping address.
So that if it's up at the cabin, it is 628 East Burnt Cedar, Westlake or Lake Almanor. Either one of those will work in the California. And the zip is 96137.
Thank you for that. And I see that you have the Elevair Skincare. How can I assist you?
Yes. I want to cancel that and make sure I don't get charged. I called to return it. She said, oh, we can't do that, but you can call back on the 18th through the 25th of March. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm calling back to make sure it gets canceled and I don't get charged.
I'm sorry that you wanted to cancel with us today, ma'am. We can offer you a 35% of a discount.
Thank you, but I'm not interested. Thank you anyway.
And our product's supposed to help improve your collagen and reduce the appearance of dark circles, and we can offer 50%.
No, thank you.
Hate to lose you as a customer, and we can offer 75.
I really just want to cancel it.
Okay, ma'am.
I don't want my card in your system. Can you assure me that my Visa will not be in your system?
I'm working on that now, ma'am. Just give me just a moment.
Thank you.
And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 67580.
Okay, C as in Charlie, 67580.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
And then you'll make sure my is not in the system, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer care, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.